My name is Reza. I just got out of the camp 22, 23 days ago. I'm happy for my freedom, but still I cannot enjoy my freedom because all my friends inside and all getting tortured mentally. Whatever I see, it reminds me of my friends. And I cannot enjoy my freedom fully.
That was Iranian refugee Reza speaking at a rally yesterday at Villawood Detention Centre to protest the Malaysia deal. Reza doesn't want his last name used because he still has family living in Iran. He fled the country fearing for his life after being detained and tortured. Reza made the dangerous sea journey to Christmas Island and spent a year in detention there and in Villawood. Now that he has been released and given a visa, he's spending his time helping other refugees. He's unimpressed with the Malaysia deal.
That's another way of violating human rights that Australia is doing. Now they're punishing refugees. They're punishing them by sending back to Malaysia and then the terrible detention inside Malaysia. You want to stop boat people, but now you're punishing poor refugees, the poor people. And then you have, in your point of view, stopped the boat, but now you're violating human rights and then sending people to a place that they don't want to get sent there.
Reza, do you think that if you had known that you would be sent to Malaysia after arriving in Australia, would you have made this boat trip to Australia?
I would have chosen another country then. I wouldn't have come to Australia.
In that sense, it's successful, their policy. I mean, that's what the government wants. They want to stop people trying to come to Australia.
It depends what successful means to them. There are other ways to come to Australia, to come to the border. I mean, people can jump on the plane, catch a plane. That's a much safer way, and also like it costs a bit more, but that's apparently people coming by plane. They're being treated much nicer, and they're not being kept inside detention. Like maybe they're staying there for 1 month. And then they're getting released into the community.
Amnesty International condemns Australia's attempt to ignore its international obligations to refugees by offloading asylum seekers to struggling nations in the region. Refugee campaign coordinator for Amnesty International, Alex Paliallo.
Amnesty International obviously welcomes an extra 4,000 refugees being resettled in Australia. Malaysia has, you know, over 90,000 current asylum seekers and refugees, and you know, and desperately needs countries like Australia to help them out with this. However, there's just no reason to link that 4,000 to sending 800 asylum seekers who are Australia's responsibility back to Malaysia to, you know, face some really dire circumstances.
Won't this deal stop people from risking their lives, making a dangerous sea journey?
They don't have another option. They risk their lives because they're facing, you know, sort of extreme violence and abuse and torture in places like Afghanistan and Pakistan and Iraq. And they risk their lives because when they flee to a country like Malaysia, there are no opportunities for them to live a safe life. They're still at risk of, you know, of severe human rights abuse. So if the government is serious about stopping the boats and stopping people, you know, being forced to use people smugglers to seek safety, then it needs to work with countries like Malaysia to increase protection conditions, not just create these arbitrary deals that are just punishing people that are already very vulnerable and very much at risk.
The Immigration Minister, Chris Bowen, says the number of boat arrivals has gone down since the Malaysia deal was announced on May 7. In the same period last year, 1,000 people arrived by boat, and since the deal was announced, there have been 11 boats with 547 asylum seekers. Is the deal actually a reason for the reduced numbers?
It's clear that those numbers have been decreasing since the very beginning of the year compared to last year. And, you know, this is a result of regional and global trends, the state of the war in Afghanistan and violence in Sri Lanka and what's going on in Burma. That's the reason why asylum seekers come to Australia and go to a lot of other countries.